Know thou that the soul of man is exalted above, and is independent of all infirmities of body or mind. That a sick person showeth signs of weakness is due to the hindrances that interpose themselves between his soul and his body, for the soul itself remaineth unaffected by any bodily ailments. Baha'u'llah. Know thou that the soul of man is exalted above, and is independent of all infirmities of body or mind. That a sick person showeth signs of weakness is due to the hindrances that interpose themselves between his soul and his body, for the soul itself remaineth unaffected by any bodily ailments. Baha'u'llah. Although ill health is one of the unavoidable conditions of man, truly it is hard to bear. The bounty of good health is the greatest of all gifts. Abdu'l-Baha. Although ill health is one of the unavoidable conditions of man, truly it is hard to bear. The bounty of good health is the greatest of all gifts. Abdu'l-Baha. Although in body thou art weak and ill, and, like unto Job, the object of many trials, yet, praise be to God, thou art strong in spirit, and in the utmost health and joyousness. The peculiarities of this physical world are illness and diseases, and the essences of the universe of God are health and vigor. The body is like unto the lamp, and the spirit is like unto the light. Praise be to God, that the light is in the utmost brilliancy, no matter if the lamp is somewhat affected. Abdu'l-Baha. Although in body thou art weak and ill, and, like unto Job, the object of many trials, yet, praise be to God, thou art strong in spirit, and in the utmost health and joyousness. The peculiarities of this physical world are illness and diseases, and the essences of the universe of God are health and vigor. The body is like unto the lamp, and the spirit is like unto the light. Praise be to God, that the light is in the utmost brilliancy, no matter if the lamp is somewhat affected. Abdu'l-Baha. Often physical sickness draws man nearer unto his Maker, suffers his heart to be made empty of all worldly desires until it becomes tender and sympathetic toward all sufferers and compassionate to all creatures. Although physical diseases cause man to suffer temporarily, yet they do not touch his spirit. Nay, rather, they contribute toward the divine purpose, that is, spiritual susceptibilities will be created in his heart. Attributed to Abdu'l-Baha. Often physical sickness draws man nearer unto his Maker, suffers his heart to be made empty of all worldly desires until it becomes tender and sympathetic toward all sufferers and compassionate to all creatures. Although physical diseases cause man to suffer temporarily, yet they do not touch his spirit. Nay, rather, they contribute toward the divine purpose, that is, spiritual susceptibilities will be created in his heart. Attributed to Abdu'l-Baha. Unless the spirit be healed, the cure of the body is worth nothing. All is in the hands of God, and without him there can be no health in us. Abdu'l-Baha. Unless the spirit be healed, the cure of the body is worth nothing. All is in the hands of God, and without him there can be no health in us. Abdu'l-Baha. Illnesses which occur by reason of physical causes should be treated by doctors with medical remedies. Those which are due to spiritual causes disappear through spiritual means. Thus an illness caused by affliction, fear, nervous impressions, will be healed more effectively by spiritual, rather than by physical treatment. Hence, both kinds of treatment should be followed. They are not contradictory. Therefore thou shalt also accept physical remedies, inasmuch as these too have come from the mercy and favor of God, who hath revealed and made manifest medical science, so that his servants may profit from this kind of treatment also. Thou shalt give equal attention to spiritual treatments, for they produce marvelous effects. Abdu'l-Baha. Illnesses which occur by reason of physical causes should be treated by doctors with medical remedies. Those which are due to spiritual causes disappear through spiritual means. Thus an illness caused by affliction, fear, nervous impressions, will be healed more effectively by spiritual, rather than by physical treatment. Hence, both kinds of treatment should be followed. They are not contradictory. Therefore thou shalt also accept physical remedies, inasmuch as these too have come from the mercy and favor of God, who hath revealed and made manifest medical science, so that his servants may profit from this kind of treatment also. Thou shalt give equal attention to spiritual treatments, for they produce marvelous effects. Abdu'l-Baha. The prayers which were revealed to ask for healing apply both to physical and spiritual healing. Recite them, then, to heal both the soul and the body. If healing is right for the patient, it will certainly be granted, but for some ailing persons, healing would only be the cause of other ills, and therefore wisdom doth not permit an affirmative answer to the prayer. Abdu'l-Baha. The prayers which were revealed to ask for healing apply both to physical and spiritual healing. Recite them, then, to heal both the soul and the body. If healing is right for the patient, it will certainly be granted, but for some ailing persons, healing would only be the cause of other ills, and therefore wisdom doth not permit an affirmative answer to the prayer. Abdu'l-Baha. We should all visit the sick. When they are in sorrow and suffering, it is a real help and benefit to have a friend come. Happiness is a great healer to those who are ill. In the East it is the custom to call upon the patient often and meet him individually. The people in the East show the utmost kindness and compassion to the sick and suffering. This has greater effect than the remedy itself. You must always have this thought of love and affection when you visit the ailing and afflicted. Abdu'l-Baha. We should all visit the sick. When they are in sorrow and suffering, it is a real help and benefit to have a friend come. Happiness is a great healer to those who are ill. In the East it is the custom to call upon the patient often and meet him individually. The people in the East show the utmost kindness and compassion to the sick and suffering. This has greater effect than the remedy itself. You must always have this thought of love and affection when you visit the ailing and afflicted. Abdu'l-Baha. There are a great many, as you know, mental diseases and troubles at present, and the one thing Baha'is must not do is take a defeatist attitude toward them. The power in the faith is such that it can sustain us on a much higher level in spite of whatever our ailments might be than other people who are denied it. This, however, does not mean that we should ignore medical opinion and treatment. On the contrary, we should do our best to procure the opinion of specialists and competent doctors. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. there are a great many, as you know, mental diseases and troubles at present, and the one thing Baha'is must not do is take a defeatist attitude toward them. The power in the faith is such that it can sustain us on a much higher level in spite of whatever our ailments might be than other people who are denied it. This, however, does not mean that we should ignore medical opinion and treatment. On the contrary, we should do our best to procure the opinion of specialists and competent doctors. Written on behalf of Shoghi Effendi. Mental illness is not spiritual, although its effects may indeed hinder and be a burden in one's striving towards spiritual progress. In a letter written on behalf of the Guardian to a believer, there is this further passage. Such hindrances, i.e. illness and outer difficulties, no matter how severe and insuperable they may at first seem, can and should be effectively overcome through the combined and sustained power of prayer and of determined and continued effort. That effort can include the counsel of wise and experienced physicians, including psychiatrists. Working for the faith, serving others who may need you, and giving of yourself can aid you in your struggle to overcome your sufferings. One helpful activity is, of course, striving to teach the cause in spite of personal feelings of shortcomings, thus allowing the healing words of the cause to flood your mind with their grace and positive power. Written on behalf of the Universal House of Justice. Mental illness is not spiritual, although its effects may indeed hinder and be a burden in one's striving towards spiritual progress. In a letter written on behalf of the Guardian to a believer, there is this further passage. Such hindrances, i.e. illness and outer difficulties, no matter how severe and insuperable they may at first seem, can and should be effectively overcome through the combined and sustained power of prayer and of determined and continued effort. That effort can include the counsel of wise and experienced physicians, including psychiatrists. Working for the faith, serving others who may need you, and giving of yourself can aid you in your struggle to overcome your sufferings. One helpful activity is, of course, striving to teach the cause in spite of personal feelings of shortcomings, thus allowing the healing words of the cause to flood your mind with their grace and positive power. Written on behalf of the Universal House of Justice.